Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study, the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we were talking about the judgment that God brings to those that disobey Him. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with that.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Look at the resolve of the Lord here in these next verses, verses 8 through 11. I'm going to read all of those verses. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah and Tophonies, saying, take great stones in thine hand, and hide them in the clay in the brick kiln, which is at the entry of Pharaoh's house in Tophonies, in the sight of the men of Judah, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon these stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for sword to sword. Oh, wow. He said, thus saith the Lord. Like it or not, Jeremiah is still going to speak the word of the Lord to them. God's going to still use Jeremiah to give him his truth. God doesn't remove men because we don't like their personality. They may not like Jeremiah, but God still loves these children of Israel, and he's still using him to rebuke them that they might repent. And so we find here that there is a brick kiln is adjacent to the house that was owned by Pharaoh here in Tophonies. And so Jeremiah, in the sight of everybody, gathers these large stones and then buries them right in the front of the house there to entry. And then, with everybody's attention, he lets them know, okay, this Nebuchadnezzar that you guys feared, you feared him more than God. Well, God decided, okay, I'm going to give him to you guys. So in front of Pharaoh's house, he's going to spread his royal pavilion. And I think that's interesting because they trusted in Pharaoh. And so God puts Nebuchadnezzar at this place so that Pharaoh is defeated, the one they trusted before their eyes. Now, I wonder if God will cast people into the eternal lake of fire in front of people who they trusted more than the Bible. Perhaps there were people who said, well, look, there's many roads to heaven. Do the best you can. Those foolish people. They were told about God. They were told about the great salvation. And they're told about Jesus as being the way, the truth, and life, and there's no other way into the Father but by Him. But there's none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. And yet, they have turned away from God and His Word, and they have accepted this emerging church philosophy of many roads to heaven. Well, my friend, those roads are going to take you to hell. Only Jesus is the way to heaven. And what does this tell us? Well, they went to Egypt, and they may have even at first prospered. But their apparent escape and prosperity is short-lived. You see, when judgment is not immediate, oftentimes people think they got away with it. But what does Proverbs 29, verse 1 tell us? He that men often reproved hardeneth his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Now this is the ultimate outcome for deliberate rejection of the will and word of God. They were warned of these days, and it happened exactly in the way they were told. And my friend, we've been told that Jesus is coming again. We've been told of how times would be when he comes. Are you rejecting God's word? Is your testimony rebellion? Have you joined the contemporary crowd that is religious but not righteous? My friend, you need to repent. The late Gordon Sears, who had an evangelistic music ministry for many years, was very saddened before his death at the dramatic change that was occurring in many of our fundamental churches. He said this, and I think it rings very true. He said, when the standard of music is lowered, then the standard of dress is also lowered. And when the standard of dress is lowered, then the standard of conduct is lowered. And when the standard of conduct is lowered, then the sense of value in God's truth is lowered. Well, that's happened. Women are coming to church after the music's been brought down, their skirts too short, tops too low. Guys coming like they're dressed to go play ball rather than to go to God's house in respect for him. You know, they think, preacher, you're crazy for thinking that I should dress up a little bit to go to God's house. I'm not saying wear the most expensive clothes, but you can dress up for God's house. Isn't it interesting that they can come dressed that way to church, but if I was dressed that way to preach their mother's funeral, they'd have a fit. Why? Well, they honor their mother more than they do God. And so we've seen the dress standard go, and then the conduct, there's little separation from the world anymore. And so then God's truth is lowered. They start coming up with new versions of the Bible, many versions, so they can leave out things that just does not really affect them in their day-to-day life and their sin. And so we have that going on. And so that's how we come to an end of this chapter 43. And now we're getting ready to head towards chapter 44. And you read there in verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol and at Tophanes and at Noph and in the country of Pathros, saying, well, you see that now these Jews have been there long enough to spread out. And there's different areas there they are abiding. And when we go on to read this entire 44th chapter of Jeremiah, we're going to find that there is a religion that we've been touching on here that is repulsive to God. That is that these people who were named by the name of the Lord Jehovah, who have now ecumenicalized their religion. And they decided to operate in cooperative religion. Their emerging church brought them such joy. But unlike heavenly joy, worldly joy brings regret. And its joy soon ends with destruction. Now in our text, the word of the Lord has come to Jeremiah, and we see that the people here are settled in these four different areas. But God hasn't forgotten. They think they're at peace and prosperous. I like what the late Henry Moore says about this. Listen, as I read this, it says, how common it is, yet how tragic, for God's people to compromise with paganism of the world, and then try to justify it by reason of worldly acceptance and prosperity, which such participation often yields. The long-range danger of compromise is that the professing believer will also be involved in that ultimate sure judgment awaiting the ungodly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. The way of the ungodly shall perish. Well, we see God hasn't changed the preacher or the message in chapter 44. So Jeremiah is still the preacher and the message is still the same. And so we see the incriminating charges made here in verses 2 through 14. Now, I'm just going to kind of, through the 44th chapter here, do a running commentary. And hopefully you will allow God to even add more as you take notes and listen. In verse 2, he says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, ye have seen all the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwelleth therein." Now he lets them know that he is God Almighty. He's the Lord of hosts, but he's also the God of Israel, the one they've rejected his command. Most recently, the command to stay in the land. And as when we do not obey God's word and leave the place he's called us, it ends up the same testimony that was in Jerusalem. That was before their eyes. Desolation. And there's no man there. No man in the land. Now, folks, they'd been told ahead of time God was going to do this because they'd turned their back because of their compromised religious worship and their compromised lives. Well, they thought they knew better than God. And so this is what happens. And verse 3 says, "But because of their wickedness, which they have committed to provoke me to anger, and that they went to burn incense and to serve other gods whom they knew not, neither they, ye, nor your fathers." They crossed the line. Like going from true Christianity to Catholicism or Hinduism or Mormonism. God hates very passionately the sin of ecumenical worship and cooperation. And of course, Revelation 17 and 18 will show that. And I think a day of prayer is good, but I don't think a day of prayer is good when we're coming together with all kinds of religions. I remember years ago, there was a group in town here. Boy, they made it a big deal. We want to have 24 hours of prayer. We're going to ask pastors of different churches to take 30 minutes and come to this place. And each one take 30 minutes, and the people who are gathered there will be there for prayer. And the pastor will pray aloud and then finish off the rest of his 30 minutes silently as the others are praying silently in their place. And they called me a few times and wanted me to come. So finally I said, "Okay, what time do you want me there?" And they told me, and I said, I'm going to pray loud. They're praying silently. Yes, that's the way it's going to be. So I got up. And I said, "Lord, you can't bless us until we have a revival. And we need to quit this stuff. People are rocking and rolling in their church. Women are dressing immodestly." Boy, I prayed that way. You know what? It's been years. They've never asked me to come back and pray again.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.